So Happy New Year. It is a time for resolutions. Time in which we reflect on ways in which we may improve ourselves. A couple that I came across, I thought I would share with you. One of them was this. You finish by adding the T at the end, in case you're wondering about that. Or this one here. I have come to mind to make a resolution to you. It is one that I have made year after year and probably have not succeeded. And that is to improve my humor. So with that in mind, I share with you the story about the cannibals who were sitting around the fire enjoying their evening meal, which happened to be on that night, clown. As they were eating and visiting, one of them kind of stopped and had a strange look on his face and looked at his neighbor and said, "Does this taste funny to you?" Now, I don't know if that rate is good or bad. Being that it's the end of the year, I'm okay yet. For this new year has not yet begun. But the new year is generally something that we look forward to. And so this morning, I want to reflect on Simeon. Simeon, who we are told is one who is devout and devoted, seen through his behavior and his pursuits, and that he is looking forward to the consolation of Israel. Looking ahead, where there would be the alleviation or the removal of his people's grief, their sense of loss, of years living under oppressive rulers and regimes. It is believed that Simeon was one of those known as the quiet in the land. These were people of prayer, such as the description of Anna. A people of watchfulness until the promised return of God and the Messiah. Simeon was one of the faithful, filled with expectation and in anticipation of having been promised in his own life to see this anointed king. Now, in contrast, amongst the chosen people, there were those who had dreams of great power. Now, these were the loudest voices, probably the ones that would get the most attention. They believed that the destiny of Israel would include world greatness, where God would send a celestial champion, a heavenly and divine warrior that would make the people lords of the nations. And so there was a division of thought. There was a division of expectation of what was to come, what the new age would look like and what the new age would be like. And Simeon was aware of the future reactions of the people of Israel when confronted by Jesus and the message of Jesus and God's kingdom. Simeon says that many will fall. There are those who will meet Jesus and be challenged by His goodness. There will be those who will be challenged by His loveliness. There will be those who will be coldly unmoved by the message of this kingdom. Hard people, difficult people, the type of people who, in trying to maintain control of their children at the time of Christmas, the type that would wrap empty boxes in Christmas wrapping paper, and if they misbehave, throw one in the fire. that there would be people who were actively hostile to Jesus. There were those who would be opposed to living in this kingdom of which Jesus speaks and teaches. But Simeon also shares that many will rise in response to the love of Jesus. And they would answer that love with love of their own, understanding what it means to live in this kingdom. There would be those who would extend a hand to lift up those out of the old into the new, to lift up out of the ways of the world and into the ways of the kingdom. And the message of this kingdom is that all nations are to see what God is unveiling. All nations are to see this light that Jesus brings, that all nations then are to be that light, to be an extension of Jesus and what it means to live in this kingdom. The kingdom would be worldwide. And there would be a new world view that challenges all of us. It is the kingdom that is not about nations and extends beyond any borders. Tennyson wrote about the new year, "Ring out the old and ring in the new. Ring happy bells across the snow. The year is going, let him go. Ring out the false and ring in the true." Simeon talks about the one who will come and ring in the true. A kingdom that extends across the world. And so that the role of governments can be evaluated by this kingdom. Of all the legal decisions that are made, all the programs and positions that are taken, should reflect what it means part of this kingdom. In facing social issues and matters of justice and equal rights, of protection for the weak and those who live on the fringe, of coming to the aid of those who are victims of violent storms or historic droughts, the kingdom of God is to respond. The Christmas story, as we hear it once again, becomes one of vocation, of being called to a course of action. And everybody has a role. Mary and Joseph are given a role in the story of Christmas. And at the beginning of this story, they are given assurances of what will take place and that God's hand is at work. But yet they are not left alone. We read of how the shepherds come from the field sharing the message that they had received. And they provide confirmation to Mary and Joseph of what the birth of Jesus means. And they also then go and bear witness to all that they had seen. The wise men come from distant lands. And they too confirm the message that they have been shared. And the message to Mary and Joseph. They bring the good news to all nations. A message that will extend to all the nations of the world. And we have Simeon, we have Anna. And they come to the temple and they see the baby. They recognize the meaning of the birth of Jesus. And once again share a confirmation with Mary that she is not alone. That God is present. It is God's initiative to bring the Messiah, to bring the Christ into human affairs, to bring the kingdom into our lives, to bring the kingdom in the midst of our suffering, in the midst of our struggles, that God is not distant, but that God is present. And with that, we are given a vocation. And perhaps it starts with a new resolution. A man made a resolution one year, and he decided now, because the fifth year in a row, his in-laws had come over for Christmas celebration. That next Christmas, he would let them in. Now, your resolution may not be as powerful as that one. But as we look ahead to the new year, consider a new role. Amen.